MTB Cast.
Good afternoon. Eddie O'Day calling in from Eastern Divide. I'm in the town of Tatamagouche, and right off the Trans-Canadian Railway, Rail-to-Trailway, and pretty cool little place. Old rail station, several rail cars that have been turned into an inn and restaurant and cafe. If I had planned better, I would have loved to have stayed here. This is super cool. So they've got a couple of different bits of track, and I think I said 10 rooms. Then there's a dining car, and the dining car is the restaurant, and then the station is the gift shop slash cafe with espresso and a bar. So would have been pretty rad, but I am 45 miles into my day, so not my place to stop other than for an espresso and a quick snack, and I'm going to be moving on. So I stayed yesterday, was a great day. Got out of Guysborough and just making good good time, good pace. I think a good 12 and a half miles per hour through probably for 75-ish miles. And then track got a little bit rough. Big puddles and rocks and whatnot to navigate. So that slowed things down a bit. And then, of course, a scouting moment where there's a road that doesn't exist. I won't get into the details, but that's part of the scouting. So yeah, rode in a ways on this dirt track and ended up in a quarry. And everything's telling me that I'm just slightly off route, even though it felt like I was going straight on this road. It just was not the place to be. So as I'm pulling up, there's some poor girl trying to pull her pants up real quick. I think she was maybe having a pee beside a truck, and there's a couple of guys in the truck, and the guys are cracking up, and this poor girl is like scrambling, and I'm slow rolling trying to give her time, and really I just want to ask directions and like, where the heck am I, and does this go through anywhere? So this poor girl is embarrassed to death, and her friends are laughing at her. So I gave an apology, and but I did ask my directions. My guess is they were probably partying a bit back there, and their directions and explanations were not grand, other than this was a dead end and I needed to backtrack and talk to a local on the way out of there who told me, yeah, 100 years ago there used to be a road through there. So I kind of gave up after a bunch of back and forth in there trying to figure it out, and backtracked out to another road, connected up, no problem. Got into the outskirts of New Glasgow and ran into the usual Friday, Saturday. There's nothing available, no hotels. I stopped at this pizza place and saw, you know, from the signs, they said slices. So I poked my head in and asked if they still had slices at 9 o'clock at night. And they did, which was rad. So I had a slice of pizza and you know, to Googling up every restaurant or every hotel in the area, Airbnb, warm showers, just anything I could come up with it for a place to stay. I was really hoping to stay indoors and get some good rest. None of that was working out. Owner of the pizza place was like, well, you can camp out back. There's a couple of cargo containers back there. You can sleep in between those if you want. And I went back there and checked it out and it seemed pretty okay and out of sight. And so I did that. And he hooked me up with a extension cord, not out by where I was camping, but inside to be able to sit and eat, and made me a big old salad with chicken, and I could charge my things with the extension cord, and let me on the Wi-Fi, and gave me a gallon of spring water. Like, just, I don't know, every single day Canadians blow me away with just how nice they can be, and not just a courtesy, you know, niceness, but just in genuine over the top, I want to help you out kind of niceness. If there's nothing else I take away from this section is try to be a nicer person like a Canadian. So I'm in Tatamagouche at the moment. Heading on, I have a room in Sackville, which is actually in New Brunswick. So I will be hopefully done with this province today. And with the pace that I'm on, I think I can make it, but we'll see. There's some rain expected this afternoon. So like I said, never know what the track's going to do and how the day's going to play out, and whether there's going to be another scouting moment that costs me an hour here or there. But I have until 4 o'clock to cancel this thing. So I'm going to get after it for the next couple hours and make sure I can get pretty close. And if it looks good, I'm going for it. And if not, maybe I'm camping again. But I'd really like to get cleaned up. I smell horrible. It's super humid today, and I just sweat through everything. So anyways, I'm rolling out, and I'll try to check in later today. Bye.